I'm so proud that I married a cheerleader. Hallelujah. Everybody expects it when you have a wife that she plays the piano and sings. Or you thank God they've let us out of that. But a few years ago as a pastor, you were expected to marry a wife who played the piano and sing. And she said, that's not my gifting. But I have seen her at church have women jealous that they'd say, my husband does things at church that he won't do at home. Amen, because she brings out and she motivates people. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you this morning about entering into a prayer covenant. And I'm not going to be the bulk of the session this morning. There's some great things planned. Terry Louder, Dwight Burchett are going to speak to us. So I want to just do a little short part, but this is a very important part. God wants to give you something new today that is going to spark some growth in your life for the next 40 days. This is going to carry you through 2015 into 2016. Amen? So right now, Lord, I just ask that you prepare our hearts, Lord, because in a few short minutes, we're going to have a decision. Lord, we might think it's a decision that we need to make, but it's not. It's a thing that you have decreed, and we just need to recognize the person or the very small group that you're calling us to enter into a prayer covenant with. We just need to recognize what your Holy Spirit is saying to us. Lord, I thank you because you have something great for every minister and every Christ follower in this place. And I give you praise for it, Lord Jesus. Amen. Psalm 142, sad, sad scripture in a lot of ways. Now, there's a promise, there's hope, but this is a plea for relief from persecutors. It's a contemplation of David. It's a prayer when he was in the cave. And if you listen, this is the sound of a hurting man. You've been that hurting man before, or you've been a hurting woman. You have felt all alone at some point in your life. And David wrote this as holy scripture. He wrote it as a song. He said, I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Now that sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? And how many of you can identify and you say, I have been there. I have been in that very cave. And I have poured out that exact prayer to God. But here's the very sad part. David said, look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. Wasn't just alone by proximity, but actually felt that there was not another man on earth or another woman on earth that cared whether he lived or died, that cared whether he escaped the traps that had been set before him, that cared if he fulfilled the ministry that God had called him to. He said, I got nobody. I'm in this thing alone. Well, the next verse is where it turns into promise. He says, I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of living. That verse right there got the prayer wheel turning. And it started him on the road to recovery, victory, whatever he needed. It opened the doors to the relationship that he needed in his life. Sometimes, and I'm probably wrong, but sometimes I think you women don't understand that quite as much as us men do. I mean, y'all seem so connected to each other. Y'all have a motto. You're like, no woman goes to the restroom alone. You know, you're connected. But Gary Smalley said that we men have a problem. Not only are we not connected to each other, but Gary Smalley says that when a male child is in the womb, a chemical wash goes over his brain that shrinks the connecting tissues between the two sides of his brain. In other words, we're not even in touch with ourselves. We can't even talk to ourselves. Let alone, that explains it. Vicky, did you say that? Yes, and that's why, and if I could go, I don't want to get on that rabbit, but that's why Gary Smalley taught that stuff, so that you women would understand our predicament, our plight. But he says men are not even connected to themselves, and so of course we have trouble connecting to other people. Well, I want to give you an illustration this morning that is very meaningful to my life. And I balance this. There's Psalm 1 that says that our leaf will not wither. Amen? It's a promise that when we dwell by the rivers of water, our leaf will not wither. But Jesus also said in John, I have to work the works of him who sent me while it's day. Because the night comes when no one can work. And so I remind myself that there is a season that I will have my maximum, did I do that wrong? My maximum productivity. And there will come a season where I will have done the most of what I can do. And it's up for me to bear fruit in my season. The Lord gives us an awesome parable in John 15 when he says, I'm the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean. You are already pruned because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. So he wants us to abide, and I could keep reading, but I want to go ahead and move down to chapter 15, verse 12, where he says, these things I command you that you love one another. It's not just, the context is the vine and bearing fruit, and Jesus is the vine, his Father's the one that's working it. We're branches, we're the part that bears the fruit. He brings the nourishment to us. But part of this vine analogy is the fact that we are commanded to love one another. And then he goes on to say, no longer do I call you servants. For a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. And so if Jesus calls us his friends, if you're Jesus' friend, and Marty's Jesus' friend, and Jerry's Jesus' friend, and Terry's Jesus' friend, and I'm Jesus' friend, not only are we all Jesus' friends, but we are each other's friends. That old saying, if you're a friend of Jesus, you're a friend of mine. That means I choose that I'm going to love you. And I know that if you read John like I read it, you have to choose to love me too. You don't have to like me, but you get to love me. And you get to call me your friend because you're a friend with Jesus and I'm a friend with Jesus. Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. These things I command you that you love one another. Bible scholars caught me. I said, the fruit that remains is as if you ask anything in my Father's name that he may give you. I want to ask us this morning to enter into a prayer covenant with a very select group of people. I think my preference would be maybe that one-on-one, but at a maximum three other people. And I want to ask that ministers would let the Holy Spirit lead you to another minister. That men would let the Holy Spirit lead you to another man. Women, let the Holy Spirit lead you to another woman. Laity, find somebody. Doesn't have to be in your own church. But we're talking about the kingdom, as John Ewell talked about this morning in prayer, that we're reaching out beyond just our local congregation. And let the Holy Spirit lead you into somebody in this room. And it could be more than one person, but please don't make this a group larger than, Sister Olivia, do you mind helping me here? Not a group larger than four, and we're going to enter into a 40-day prayer covenant. Now, if you're like me, I could intend to pray for you for the next 40 days, and I could leave out a day or two or maybe even more if it was up to my natural memory. I need the Holy Spirit to remind me and to impress the seriousness of this and the opportunity and the love that is in Jesus Christ. I need the Holy Spirit to impress this upon me so that I will remember to call out that person that I'm entering into a prayer covenant with. We're starting today. This is day one, so day 40 will be December 14. You should write down that person's name. You should write down a number where you can get in contact with them, text them, share words maybe that the Lord has given you. I'm not a huge one personally that likes to pray a formulaic prayer. And yet I've been convicted in the last month that too often I call people's names out in prayer. I may be praying for Justin and I say, God bless Justin. Well, I read in Ephesians and I read in Colossians, Paul didn't just pray that God would bless somebody. He prayed that they might understand the height and the depth and the width of his love. They prayed that he would understand his knowledge in all things and be strengthened in his inner man. I need some help so that I don't just say, God bless Debbie. And so these are words that give us an idea of what to pray for that man. Do you think this will touch somebody else's life if you do this for them for the next 40 days? Do you think if somebody is doing this for you the next 40 days that you might lead an extra soul to the Lord that you haven't led to the Lord, that you might overcome an obstacle that you wouldn't have been able to get over? I mean, I don't know how excited Peter got, but Jesus took time to tell him, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. Well, we know Peter didn't think he needed that prayer, did he? Lord, if everybody else leaves, I will stand with you. No, Peter. Before the rooster crows two times, you're going to deny me three times and cuss about it on the third time. I don't think Jesus said that, but it happened, didn't it? Peter came to find out later he needed that prayer. He wouldn't have been converted. He wouldn't have turned. He would have been like Judas if Jesus hadn't said that when you've been converted, you will turn and strengthen the brothers. So I believe the Holy Spirit is leading you, ministers to ministers, laity to laity, men to men, women to women. So I just want to ask us all to stand up right now. And with this card, just... Some of us are a little shy, and we're going to wait for somebody to come to us, right? So somebody's got to be brave, and you say, well, I don't even know if that person likes me. Well, they may be saying, I need somebody to like me and to love me. And let the Holy Spirit right now lead you to that other person or that group of maybe three or up to four. And I want us to pray this over each other and make that commitment for 40 days. I'm praying a prayer covenant over you. Let's go. Let's move. Let's let the Holy Spirit lead us to that person.